Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Friday, the 8th of March, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. Well, we have a full panel for you tonight, folks. Firstly, let me introduce a gentleman I'd like to thank for his assistance recently in hosting the broadcast, Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Stephen, welcome, sir.
Howdy, Richard. Thanks for having me. Hello, RBN. Really glad to be here.
And always glad to have you here, Stephen. Indeed. And we have Mr. Blackbird 9 with us, Frederick C. Blackburn. Hey, welcome, Blackbird. Always good to have you here, sir.
Greetings all. Happy Friday from a rainy, foggy Blackjack Mountain, North Kakalaki.
And we have Mr. David Scorpio, the lone highwayman himself, joining us. David, welcome.
Hello, Richard. Glad to be with you guys. Good to hear your voices again. And I've been tuned into RBN for the last couple of hours, been hearing some good stuff. So hopefully we keep the momentum going here now.
On the lone highway.
Indeed. And you always certainly contribute well to that end, sir. You know, I just noticed this story here. I don't know what quite to think of it, but this was from a Great Britain's news channel, evidently. I hadn't really been that familiar with GBN, GB News, and they put out on X a video of some of their broadcasts. But they're saying avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. And this is the U.S. and U.K. warning of an imminent terrorist attack in Moscow, urging the public to avoid large gatherings in the city. The warning comes after Moscow police say it also thwarted a planned Islamist attack on a synagogue. So, I mean, this sounds loaded at the very least. And here, if I play a couple seconds.
Breaking news in the past few moments. This is from the U.S. Embassy in Russia that is warning of a terrorist attack that could take place in Moscow within the next 24 hours. It's been repeated by the U.K. Embassy there, and it urges citizens to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. It says it's monitoring reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts. And Russia's Federal Security Service said that its agents have thwarted a potential Islamic State terrorist attack on a Moscow synagogue, with Russian media reporting that militants behind that plot were killed. So that breaking news from UK and US embassies in Russia of a potential terrorist attack taking place in Moscow within the next 24 hours. That has just emerged. We are joined now by political commentator Andy Williams and political consultant Emma Burnell.
Andy. Okay, yeah, I'm sure they're experts. But so this was 4:59 a.m. on X this morning. So yeah, let's hear some feedback. Mr. Whitener, your response.
Well, at the same time, as the U.S. Embassy has given out this whatever. I mean, it's kind of like, seems like they're telegraphing something they got going on to me. That's honestly what it sounds like. But the ambassadors are refusing to meet with Lavrov. There's this, I'll drop this in the chat too, there about EU and NATO, world and EU, their ambassadors are refusing to meet with the Russians now. It's just that they've tried to get them to have a dialogue, a powwow, and they're just, you know, giving them the finger, basically. So something is probably up.
David?
Well, I would just say that this is the ongoing cover trying to be provided for Israel as well. Oh, we've got Islamic terror attacks on the horizon. It's a constant danger. The war on terror is real, guys. It's not an imaginary concept the Jews made up, actually back in 1992 or so. I guess there's nothing to this, and it's a great way to keep the narrative going that we've got to be on the lookout for Islamic terrorism versus Jewish terrorism, of course. That doesn't exist. We all know that.
And Blackbird, your response, sir.
When it comes to matters of terrorism, I don't believe anything until I hear it from Rita Katz on CNN and the BBC. Yes, her sight and memory outfit is the best about, you know, what's really happening in the war of terror that started before 9/11, like you were saying, but really, you know, went full Odin Yenin after 9/11. So, yeah, there... You know, there has just been so many weird things happening. And so it's like, you know, when you see somebody like Elon Musk tweeting out that there's something going to happen bigger than 9/11, right? And it's like, okay, Elon just tweeted this out. And I've got a bad feeling about this. And then this, you know, article dropped from Axios this week about all these, you know, mega Jewish billionaires, many of them philanthropists, that are dumping all of these stocks, like they're just cashing out, you know, all of these, you know, stocks, and it's like, okay, what is that doing to the market? And so you've just got all of these, you know, in that full spectrum, you know, dominance war of 5G warfare, you just got all of these bizarre things happening, all these various socioeconomic battlefields, right? And so it's like, okay, you know, what is going to be the flashpoint of this if we are looking at a new false flag? So, yeah, back to you, Clown World.
And, well, I mean, we're seeing so much turmoil in our economies, of course. I mean, partially from the policies and the money printing, of course, but I mean, in general, we've had so much, well, ever since really the COVID money printing, things got like further out of control, although that was something that seemed to help the wealthiest, you know, the COVID relief money there. But I mean, as of now, we're seeing so many banks starting to fail over here, small and mid-size related to commercial real estate. Now even not just on the landlord level, but on the renters level, like in New York, it's starting to pop, you know, where the prices are dropping, even in the renters situations. As far as the amount that is yet to drop in the, private homes, you know, that's not as, I don't know, you know, it hasn't shown as much sign, but the commercial real estate is certainly tanking a lot. And, well, there's a big hit, really. The dollar's taking right now, you know, and we've had so many BRICS nations buying up gold. You know, some people were posting on X and elsewhere that the savers of the East regarding gold, they're starting to have a stronger impact, you know, than the, let's see, this was Peter Spina. China is calling out the COMEX paper games. The pricing power for gold is shifting from the gamblers in the West to the savers in the East. This is another sign of a declining empire. And there were a lot of posts and charts in this article at Citizen Watch Report. It was headed, gold's resurgence indicates a power shift from West to East. Blackbird, what do you make on that?
Yeah, that's one of the other things, is you're seeing all of this activity in the precious metals markets. And that's always where people go to, and, you know, protect from complete crashes, right? Especially when you're dealing with fiat currencies that, like, you know, the, you know, Federal Reserve notes that people think are dollars. You know, you just think what has happened to the value of those notes in all of this quantitative easings, you know, the Q1s, Q2s, you know, Q3s, that they keep doing just to pump, you know, print money to, you know, just, it's a top down, what is it, where you're trying to prime the pump, but, and to keep something going, but, you know, it's, you can't
trickle keep down doing economics.
That. Yeah, trickle down economics, right? And, you know, when you look at, you know, who really has benefited, it's just been a power grab of these big international, you know, I like the way they call themselves, trusts and all these wonderful philanthropist terms, but they're basically just pirates and terrorists that are using their power of capital to go into all these European countries and basically just, you know, set up shop in various industries to destroy the existing infrastructure legally. That's the thing I love, is this is all being done, you know, by the books, but it's economic terrorism, you know, nonetheless. You know, one of the things that happened here in North Kakalaki, little Boone, North Kakalaki, are old, stable, multi-generation, family-owned, full-service rental place, you know, farmer supply kind of place, has been bought up by this UK, Jewish UK outfit. And you go and you look at their banner on their webpage, and all it is people of color and their commitment to DEI and ESG policies in their full international reach, right? And it's just another one of these ruthless, you know, Jewish, you know, mercenary groups coming into the heartland of these countries and legally waging war on the locals. And it's like the werewolf game. You know, all the locals don't realize that they're at war, and it's just realizing that, you know, oh my God, we just lost our business. Oh my God, we are being shut down. Oh my God, we can't keep the pay, you know, afford to keep the lights on. And, you know, you've got these big, you know, billionaire class groups that are financing this, you know. So just, you know, and you realize this is warfare. It's, you know, it's a special kind of warfare. I call it slime mold warfare, but, you know, that's what we're up against. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens as, you know, this, you know, group Sunbelt, you know, starts waging their diversity war on that rural America that apparently we're the biggest threat to everything. That, you know, rural America is the threat to our democracy. And, you know, but yet we're enduring, you know, these fifth generation warfare tactics from this global elite group that wants us gone. They want everything our ancestors built destroyed so they can do their great reset. When I see the stuff like the precious, you know, metals and billionaires, you know, liquidating their assets, it's like, okay, what's coming? So that, you know, why are people, you know, kind of going into cocoon mode? They're backing off, they're, you know, digging their hole and filling it with treasure and waiting for the storm to pass. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting ride between, especially between now and the U.S. election. So back to you.
Yes. No, and that made me think of a one I had here. I'll bump up to read the headline now. We have this jobs report just now, I guess for February, it sounds like, after some ridiculous figures and mechanizations for the January jobs report. But in February, it included data reflecting a record 1.2 million immigrant jobs added in 1 month. So, yeah, no, that's where the priorities are, especially of this administration. I shared in the Skype there an interesting meme that you also made me think of. You know, it has this big classic happy merchant, you know, standing on a Jewish media soapbox saying, as you can see, this is the problem that must be stamped out in our country. And as, you know, a wholesome, you know, American conservative white family, you know, on the one side of them. On the other side of them, you have these like murderous rappers with guns, these like La Raza psycho looking guys with knives, these Islamic terrorist caricatures with a grenade. It's a good meme to personify your point there, good sir. And I mean,
oh, I use that so often. Sorry to butt in, but I use that meme so often to the Adams Publishing owned out of state Pravda Wataga, otherwise known as the Wataga Democrat, that came in here after 9/11 in these Appalachian Mountains and bought up all the old family local newspapers and weaponized them into just this complete propaganda outfit for this, you know, great replacement. It's going to be great. We've got all these NGOs here to fix us, all these Jewish philanthropists have come in and are graciously, you know, helping us, you know, and we now are a multicultural civilization. And, you know, that is the meme to describe the Wataga Democrat under this Jewish editorial leadership, where it is nothing but PR for a global citizen, as Appalachian State University calls what they're turning out, you know, of this big Kalergi plan. Cloward Piven plan, and you know, so that meme, yes, spot on. That is, you know, the battle for, you know, Wataga County, North Kakalaki, and the whole country. You know, that is the, you know, we're Amalek to these people. They want us gone. So back to you. Sorry to butt in, but
no, please. I welcome the enthusiasm, Stephen.
It would not come up. There we go. Am I on? Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it's. I think that meme says it pretty well. And you know that Islamic terrorism is like the glove on the Jewish Israeli American hand is what it really go back, because so many times, in fact, I can't think of any actual real homegrown. Maybe there is some, but most of that quote unquote Islamic terrorism is a false flag that's been instigated by, well, for the FBI, the Bureau instigation, for one, back in 1993 and that first World Trade Center bombing. But just in general, too, I think I heard Scorpio mention how similar it feels with the Houthis and ISIS. The way those two outfits seem to operate. I don't know. I think that was a good point. You know, it just all seems like we got the best enemies money can buy all the time. And, you know, I'll toss it back to you with that. That's just what I was thinking there.
Mr. Scorpio?
Great points by both you guys. I like that, Stephen, the Jewish hand that's underneath the Islamic terrorist glove. That's exactly how I see it as well. And, you know, as far as the whole gold thing, you know, somehow gold represents the power shift to the East, I guess you could make that extrapolation. But the problem with the gold and silver market, of course, is that you've got 10 times the amount of paper gold and silver floating around than actual gold or silver. So it's a very controlled market. Silver should be at least $100 an ounce right now. And gold should be quite a bit higher as well, but it's a very controlled market. So the idea that represents some global shift, I think it's maybe a little far. But and I do believe this kind of goes against the grain.
Yeah, I know. I just noticed in one of the posts for that article about a shifting from west to east with gold, there was a post claiming that China Gold Exchange had been lowering the fees. I mean, they want more trading volume, you know, as a threat to COMEX. But right, we'll be right back with your thoughts.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my roundtable panel, Blackbird 9, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and David Scorpio. And, you know, David, I was just pointing out just some of what was mentioned in here regarding what they were referring to at COMEX, paper games being called out by China, possibly. SGE wants more gold trading volume. And they're suggesting, well, that could mean bye-bye COMEX. China Gold Exchange has reduced gold transaction fee rates to encourage the price of the purchase of gold. I don't know. I mean, could they actually buy enough physical gold and silver in the East where it starts to make it impossible to continue all the paper contract deals that the West does? Is my question, David. You don't seem like that could be the possible, basically.
Well, I think it's highly unlikely. I don't think we're anywhere close to there yet. But if it did happen, I think that would mean war. They wouldn't just let that slide by and go, okay, you win. You win the paper war. It's not going to go down like that. Lastly, I would just say that I'm going to go against the grain a little bit here in that I think the economy is actually going to be relatively, quote, good over the next year here until election. After the election happens, all bets are off. But I think the powers that be, the Jews, the cabal, are going to do everything they can to keep things relatively stable and static until the election happens. And then after that, I think we're going to be in for a wild ride over these next 4 years, because that brings us into 2029, which is, you know, the footsteps up to 2030.
It's going to be here faster than we can believe, I bet. But, yeah, I mean, that is one of their landmark years now, because it's close enough for them to see a fruition. soon enough for their, I don't know, diabolical needs. But I mean, 2050 is probably more realistic if they want to have any serious change. And 2100 rather. I mean, because Agenda 21, the original impression I had, it was the entire century, how much they want to accomplish during it. And so,
Richard, yeah.
Could you repeat yourself, David? I missed that.
Just add one quick thing. I think the one they can't stop is the inflation. They're going to give the appearance of a good economy, but they can't stop the inflation that's already baked into the cake, and there's no stopping. It's already been unleashed. It doesn't matter what they do. They don't have any tools to stop it.
Yes, exactly. You know, I absolutely agree with that as well, and I've tried to express make that clear as well to my listeners. But what's some of what we're hearing about the commercial real estate and banks tied to them, again, like medium and small, but nonetheless, New York Community Bancorp collapsing. A small bank delinquency rate hits 7.8%, highest on record. Freddie Mac reports alarming surge in defaults. Even 100 million apartments going dark. Powell, a couple quotes out there. Powell saying there will be bank failures caused by commercial real estate losses. That's already beginning. Powell's bank failure warnings amplifies housing and commercial real estate uncertainties is another headline related. Economic warning signs emerge as historical patterns hint of at potential downturns. Well, yeah, a lot of the financial crises we've had in the last century or so, I mean, different warning signs, you know, leading up to them, we're seeing very similar patterns converging in a number of ways. So, I mean, it'll be worse than any one of those if it all, comes reckoning. It would be worse in a lot of ways than 1929 and 2008. Some of the others we've had before and after 2008. But, yeah, I don't know. Let's toss it over to Blackbird. Your thoughts, sir.
Great points. And, you know, I agree with Scorpio that the powers that be will want to keep the economy stable, even if it's artificially stabilized, which it is, through the elections. Because, you know, that's their biggest thing that, everything's working okay, right? But after the election, you know, what are we in store for? And, you know, to go back to the fundamentals, when you look at this from both game theory perspective and just, you know, the mathematics of it, in this Jewish usury system of interest and compound interest and now derivatives, you know, but when the original system, you had to have a jubilee year every 7 times 7 years. Oh, we're going into break.
Yeah, let's please have you continue that right when we get back. Stick around, folks. Check out these messages from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Blackbird 9, Stephen Douglas Weitzner, and David Scorpio. And Blackbird, if you could start from the top again, sir, you were talking about the old days and jubilees.
Okay, one more time, this time for the top. A one and a two. Now, and now what we're talking about is, you know, when you look at this from the mathematical and the game theory perspective, interest is such a cheat between the haves and the have-nots, because the big deception of interest-based banking systems is the second you create that first piece of currency and attach interest to it, there is more debt in the system than available currency to ever pay it off. It's a cheat. This is, you know, it's like we have one of those things in, it's like a carnival game. You know, it is a deception, but a subtle deception. And when you look at how that developed into the, you know, Magic 72, I love that, you know, Magic 72 number, and that is the number to calculate compound interest over time. So that relationship between time and money, and they created this debt system, but they knew that if they didn't reset the system would crash, because eventually all the money would get sucked to the middle. It's like a reverse centrifuge of currency, and you have massive wealth and massive poverty with nothing in between. So if you look at the Torah documents, the Pentateuch, the Old Testament, you see that they had to have a jubilee year to forgive all debts and basically redistribute distribute the wealth every 49 years or 7 times 7 years to prevent the system from crashing. What the Zabatian Frankis behind the Federal Reserve and all these other fractional reserve banking scams, mafias, whatever, syndicates, whatever you want to call them, basically as part of their strategy was to set in place a interest cycle that is going to not be reset and is continuing to grow and to continue to accelerate. And in differential equations, you call that an exponential curve towards an asymptote. So an asymptote is like the brick wall. You can't get past it. And so everything's going to go along nice and smooth and level, and then it's just going to shoot up at an exponentially fast accelerating rate. And they knew this. And people like Henry Ford and Father Coughlin and Huey P. Long, when they were pushing this, and Charles Lindbergh, tried to explain this banking scam when they were pushing through the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. That, from this point on, your currency isn't going to be based on anything real. It's going to be based on whatever they say it will be, and you will have boom and bust cycles, just like Jason and the cows in Egypt, 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. You've got these calculated boom bust cycles where they can dump money into an economy, get people overextended, then they pull the rug out from under you and come in and take all the real property that was put up as collateral. This is piracy. This is economic terrorism, but it's so subtle that they get away with it. And Henry Ford famously said that it's a good thing that people don't understand banking, or else there would be a revolution by morning. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the quote in front of me, but something to that. So, that is the scam of where we are. And so it's kind of like watching that train that you know is going to wreck, but there's not much you can do about it except to be there the day after and try to pick up the pieces. And, that's why I think there's such an effort around the world to come up with alternative exchange systems, get away from this, beast of Zion. I call it Boz, the beast of Zion. It's just that, like feeding a dragon. You're feeding a beast. The more you give it, the hungrier it gets and the more powerful it gets. The only way to defeat it is to starve it. And the only problem is, it's kind of like if you try to leave, they send the goon squad after you. It's like, you can't leave our banking system. Look at what happens when Germany figured out the scam and tried to get away from the Rothschild banking syndicate. And lo and behold, we have World War II. So anyway, back to you.
David?
Do you want me to comment on?
Well, I mean, no, just the overall premise of what Blackbird was referring to, and in response to the the articles I was reading, the current financial trends and how this is a cycle that's extended far beyond in the past, like he was mentioning.
Sure. Well, certainly, I can't argue with anything Blackbird just said. That was a great summation of the game, the charade, the magic show that is known as central banking, certainly. But I would just make one comment in the articles about small and medium-sized banks failing. Everyone should be clear on this. That's not a sign of the system failing. That's a sign of centralization of power. Those smaller banks are going to be scooped up and eaten up by the larger banks, so you're going to have fewer and fewer players in the game, and you're centralizing power. It doesn't mean the banking system is teetering on collapse. I would just say that.
And the larger banks, of course, in the past, when they get into trouble, they're too big to fail, meaning that, they keep their power and wealth over us no matter how many mistakes they make.
Right, they're too big to fail. The economy would disintegrate. It would evaporate without the great banking houses. But that's mythology. I mean, certainly there'd be pain, but the only way out of this horrible mess is it's going to be painful economically. Like, if you think we're getting out of this and you're going to maintain your current standard of living, you're sadly mistaken.
And as far as the current trends, again, new record highs for Bitcoin and gold as dollar suffers worst week in 3 months. That one was just out there. Layoffs surge to alarming levels in February. Well, not if you're an illegal immigrant, I'm sure, right? You know, Bidenomics and all. Millennials have to work twice as much as boomers did to pay off college. But there's a catch, and that is that boomers are very commonly now taking out loans to help pay off their children's student loans. So, but yeah, so, and I mean, you know, this whole thing of like inflation to 2%, you know, I mean, this is one of the catchphrases we're hearing from the Fed right now. With, and Blackbird explained it very well for listeners who don't understand the scam. El Aaron was saying getting inflation to 2% really, really difficult. And of course, under the current, I mean, it is a crony capitalist Ponzi scheme economy. So, Stephen, over to you.
Yeah, I had to bring. Yes, it does, definitely is. And it does seem eerily like 2008, though. You know, you were talking about the things being good until the election. And I remember that, you know, things looked like they were going to stay together in 2008 until all of, what was it that happened? It was the Lehman Brothers and all that. So, you know, it like you said, it's not the system failing. It's just consolidating power and coming into that one thing. I don't know when they're going to. I do believe that they're looking to find some kind of crisis that they could bring in their whole digital banks, digital system, their digital currencies and stuff. That looks like, you know, that they want something to bring that in. They already got all this stuff in the shots, you know, part of it. People's, they show up on their faces. That's just freaky. These things with the, I don't know, that the street lights will look different on someone who's vaxxed. You can see it in their face. I can't think of the name of the article right now, but I can see the picture, and all these street lights are going around. All this stuff is part of a plan that they have set in place. At some point, they're going to say, okay, everything, if you want to keep any of this that you've got, then you have to enter into this system to keep. You know, you got this much deposited, and they'll come after everything. The 401ks, whatever, the Social Security, all of that. They want it all. And I agree, it is piracy. And I just, I don't know, if people stopped contributing and did their own thing, well, you're right. We could starve the system, but people just won't do that. It's so hard to break free of it in any way. And as Black pointed out, what happens when a nation does it? That same thing happened to Gaddafi when he tried it. If the nation does it, and on an individual basis, if you try to get away from the system, they will come after you with the goons, too. That's just sad fact. And I don't know what will happen coming up, but I do sense that there is something really, really big coming, like that Elon was saying. They're just all these signs that are saying something is going to happen. I was looking at a lot of the graphs in that one of those articles that you posted, and I noticed that the Cisco systems and the NVIDIA upswing was just matched perfectly. I mean, it was in math, you were talking differential equations and stuff, and the match of that graph and then the plunge that went after it, just something about the two. I don't know if there's any relation between the two companies that is similar, that has anything to do with it, or if it's just the graph that looks so much the same. But that looks very, very similar. I have no sense for the market to be up as high as it is. It makes no sense. I mean, that's just playing a game to me. People say, well, I'll give you this investment scam. I would not want to make my money. They tell you time is money, like your life is worth its weight in gold. Okay. But my life is worth everything to me. And gold, you know, it just, yeah, I don't know. This whole system, there's got to be some way out of it. I agree. I just don't know how to go. That's why they call me a thought criminal, I guess. I'll shut up with that. Thanks for listening.
Well, no, I mean, definitely a lot of the Wall Street stock market is overvalued, just like the commercial and residential property markets are overvalued. And it's, well, I mean, I'm not going to feel sorry when we do have a so-called correction, certainly, because, again, those things, I mean, the only reason they were so overvalued is because of all these machinations and then propping up whenever necessary, like we had with the COVID relief money, for example. And again, I mean, we have this transfer so that anyone other than the wealthiest who can try to maintain any sort of mid-range economic existence, it's getting shifted and always possible to like anti-white, anti-conservative. And, well, I mean, you know, in the extreme, I mean, if you are white, you know, you'd have to be part of the LGBT or, well, in a mixed marriage so that you're ending, so that you're committing white genocide at the very least in your genealogy. University of Virginia is spending $20 million on 235 diversity, equity, inclusion employees, with some of them making $587,340 per year. Now, just as an example, let's see here. There's a post out there. A low-trust society is an impoverished society. Well, yes, that certainly goes without saying. Here's an Elon like. He liked another tweet out there. I guess some people posting are still using the reference tweet. Elon Musk likes tweet, quote, "You are witnessing the biggest act of cuckoldry in human history, an entire civilization willingly giving away its land and women because the alternative is to be mean," unquote. At least from what the Little Hat Crew tell us, right? And of course, it's referring to Caucasian civilization, you know, the Caucasian race. So, you know, Elon was willing to like that. He's been trying to get edgy more and more with the racial posts and likes lately. We had a woke influencer listing all the terrifying things that Trump will do if he wins. It turned out to be a great campaign ad to some. You know, it would be horrible if he ends the Department of Education, returning power to parents, and, just these sort of things, like, regarding the LGBT empowerment, I suppose. But, no, I mean, it is interesting how I don't know. I mean, it's so over the top, you know, the whole Trump-Biden rematch here. And there was, well, even CNN out there. CNN was even out there with, Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz was saying Joe Biden was, in this last State of the Union speech, Ted Cruz is saying he's had enough. Joe Biden was angry. He was bitter. He was screaming the entire night. He was radical and extreme. And even CNN concludes President Biden's State of the Union address was like an old guy screaming at kids. But I've got that for quite a while, hearing how he sounds when he tries to address the nation. You know, he talks down to you, and it very, very much is like someone's screaming at a younger relative in a condescending way. It's quite comical, but and Jack Smith is saying Trump retention of documents starkly different from Biden. And yeah, I mean, it is true that, you know, say what you will, I mean, it's amazing the difference in the way these are being treated in the courts. You know, saying what you will about Trump, of course. Allegedly, Biden will use the military to build emergency port in Gaza for better relief access. So allegedly, Sleepy Joe is going to ramp up support for Palestinians, allowing a port that you can get to straight from the ocean to Gaza, that you don't have to go through Israeli checkpoints. I mean, come on, I can't believe that's actually going to happen. But do the optics sound good if you hear the sound bite, right? And you don't know if it ever went through. Maybe that's the only plan. Anyway, we'll be back in the final segment and hour two. I got an all gone.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with David Scorpio, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Blackbird Nine. And, okay, so I guess I could read off a couple more briefly here while we are rolling out. I mean, Germany explores the revival of compulsory military service. Chinese spy cranes in U.S. shipping ports. U.S. shipping ports are equipped with secret modems that could be used for espionage or sabotage, a probe finds. And China is flooding America with fentanyl on purpose to undermine our society. I mean, I keep hearing about this. I mean, not being a so-called racist against the dangers of these third world brown and black people. Just inherent to, brain wiring and cultural differences of being here as a diversion from that. I see going to the Chinese, also to not see our government or Jewish power as threats. The Chinese are a perfect scapegoat there as well. So it's obvious why everyone looks to the Chinese lately, and Chinese military and military age men over the border. I mean, that's the way I interpret all of it, folks, and I can't see how it's worth interpreting any other way. So I don't know if any of you gentlemen would rather, with your turns, respond to that, or how Elon Musk seems to be mocking white genocide half the time, you know, when he refers to, you know, or likes references to things like cuckoldry, as if it's something that we have much any choice in. Or how about just the psychological operation of South Africa at The Hague, complaining about the genocide Israelis are committing in Gaza? Blackbird?
Yeah. You know, Elon is, you know, really an interesting fellow as far as, you know, what he's amplifying and what he's not amplifying. And, you know, you kind of question what his end game is. You know, one minute you'll be talking about, you know, these people want to destroy civilization. And you think he's our guy. And but the next minute, you know, he's going to Auschwitz to see the pile of shoes, you know, and saying we've got to cut down on anti-Semitism on the web, right? And, you know, when he was talking about the State of the Union, somebody posted on X that I just had it pulled up here, rats. But, yeah, talking about Biden being angry. It says Joe Biden is only coherent when he's angry. Why is that? And Elon responded, in all seriousness, I suspect Adderall, it adds coherence at the cost of anger. Right. And so that went out to all of Elon's, you know, followers on X about Joe Biden. So I thought that was an interesting dynamic. We're going into the break. So back to you.
Yeah, no, nice points there. And yeah, let's follow this up. I'd like to hear more on these points, gentlemen, on the other side. Stick around for hour two, folks, and please support Republic Broadcasting Network to keep free speech alive at the canary in the coal mine of free speech, RBN. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.